Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 60 of the Hook Blast podcast. I can't believe it's already Monday. Yesterday we were doing some gardening, and my wife got stung by a bee on the forehead. She was in the ER all day, her face was swollen and bruised, she almost died. Fortunately, I was close enough to hit the bee with my shovel. I guess she's gonna be okay, though. She seems to be getting back to herself. The doctor called this morning, and I asked, how is she? And he said, well, she's critical. And I said, oh, you get used to that. Meanwhile, she was at the hospital last evening, so I had some free time, and I became the new reverse hopscotch with your eyes shut champion on my block. I wasn't able to avoid injury, though. I've been getting together with some of the other kids in the neighborhood for hopscotch, and, well, I beat Jesse, and then I beat Stacy last night twice, and I was rubbing it in and telling Stacy what a loser she is and that it probably isn't her birthday anyway, and then her dad came over and he hit me with a fish. I mean, like a trout or a salmon. Who does that? I didn't see that coming. Genius idea, though, gotta admit, for New York City. I might have to start packing a salmon. Still, I remain the hopscotch champion. Anyway, I guess when you don't have kids, you get to remain one at heart. My wife always tells me I've got the joy of a child. She doesn't say joy of a child. She says, I've got the bliss of ignorance and immaturity. But that's just because she likes to use big words. It means the same thing. Anyway, we decided not to have kids because I was worried they'd have what I have. Disappointed parents. Anyway, this is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. I only play the hooks. You add the songs you love to your own streaming playlists or follow mine. You rock out all week, and the next week we repeat. Okay, let's play some hooks. First up on the show today, we have a song by Thomas Terrio. This is Work Around Love. That's a song about getting into a relationship, but avoiding falling in love. My wife says it was absolutely magical when she fell in love. But then it ruined everything when I found out and made her break it off. That's not nice. Next up, we have a song that was written over 20 years ago, and while coming close to success more than once, just never quite achieved it. Now Barry Keenan decided to re-record his song, and on this version, he plays all the instruments, does the vocals, and handles all the production. Which, to me, just sounds like a recipe for not being able to blame someone else when things go wrong. But this is The Bridge Is Burning Down. On the shore.
Burning down. The bridge.
That's The Bridge Is Burning Down. You know, if I had a dime for every time someone asked me for a psychic reading, well, I'd only have two dimes, but it's weird it happened twice, right? Well, anyway, If I Had a Dime is the title of a song by Warren Thomas Fenzi, and it reflects on a conversation between the writer and a character named Polly. I like to put it on, just have it blasting through the speakers and cruise around with the windows open and the top down and... Well, in my headphones, not on speakers. And, you know, just cruising around, but staying close to home. Not really with the top down and the windows. Okay, it's a push lawnmower, but it's got that power assist thing, and, you know, it can, if you don't hang on, it can really get away from you.
Hey, Polly, I think there might be something really wrong with you. But then again, I like to pretend that I know things that I can't prove. Why?
On the heels of If I Had a Dime, we have Roger Yeager drawing inspiration from his many almost but not quite moments. This is It's My Time.
I'm not impatient, just tired of waiting. Turned every stone, but none could cure my cravings. I've been so close, I've seen almost another near miss. It's just the way it goes. My life. Been waiting for something to satisfy. Kept finding nothing. Used to listen when I was told it'll work out down the road. Well, I made the climb. Now it's my time. Whoa.
All right, if you like that, you'll really dig Need to Breathe and Mumford & Sons. The Hook Blast podcast is brought to you by the company I bravely lead, Music X-Ray. It's where musicians, bands, and songwriters go to find music industry opportunities for their music, and it's where much of the music industry goes to identify high potential songs and talent. Up next is Dondi with his song about the approaching post-pandemic period. This is When This Whole Thing Is Over.
Should be fine if we just do the things we need to do with the right considerations. We can save our generation.
Oh, yeah,
we put a man on the moon.
Zoom.
We should have this worked out soon.
That's When This Whole Thing Is Over. A few days ago, my wife and I had a huge argument, and when that whole thing was over, I had her on her knees begging. Begging me to come out from under the bed and act like an adult. And I did, but only after making her promise to give me back my nose and to never try to take it again. You don't know what it's like to live at our house. Okay, that's all the time we have for episode 60 of the Hook Blast podcast. We believe that podcasts really find their momentum right around episode 60. Or pretty soon, anyway. I was inspired to become a podcast host due to the words of my late grandpa. He said, "If at first you don't succeed, Mike, skydiving's probably not for you." All songs are used with permission of the rights holders. You can share this episode with one of your friends, or two of your friends, or more of your friends if you have them. I shared mine with my dentist. You can share yours with your dentist. I'll catch you right back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye-bye.